Preface, September 31st, 2016. I stopped writing poems about 20 years ago, willfully, as I had stopped writing poems on several occasions previously when I was younger. I explain why in some detail in my book, Rereading Poets. Here is what I now want to add to that explanation. When I'm working right, the whole process of composition, the writing, the revising, the reading, the rereading, the memorizing, all of it enhances my life, rewards my time, elevates my being presence in the world. I feel all of that in an immediately embodied way, down to my fingertips. When it doesn't do that, for extended stretches, I know I'm off center, out of kilter, unbalanced, in the wrong, and I know I need to get right again. The only thing that works for me in that regard when it comes to poetry, the most cherished kind of writing I do, is stopping, completely, letting it rest. With all of my earlier hiatuses, a new process, a write process, started up spontaneously after 2 or 3 years. I was happy about it and went back to writing poems again. This last time it didn't. I have no idea why. So I just waited. A great accomplishment for me because I love writing poems and I am extremely impatient. And still, I waited. Probably gave up, actually. Then, last fall, my friend Yan Pu translated a poem by Li Po, the 8th century Chinese poet, one of my favorite poets. Her translation just knocked my socks off. So beautiful, which got me thinking about him again. This past January, one of her friends studying for a PhD in England found my book this fall, and it found her at just the right time in her life. I've gotten to know both of them quite well in the meantime. A few weeks ago, my friend in England sent me, via our friend here, a beautiful ceramic statue of Li Po, seated on a rustic wooden half-log lodged inside a golden steel circle, which itself is perched on a large wooden base. It is magnificent. When I brought it home, I wanted to put him somewhere I'd encounter him often, establish a relationship with him. As soon as I walked into my dining room, I knew where he belonged, on the table, right across from me. You see him sitting there on my book cover. I am alone now, so having a presence on the other side of the table would be, I knew, a big upgrade to my dining experience. Almost immediately, first meal together, we struck up a kind of conversation, mostly, but not entirely, silently. Meal after meal, just Li and me. In late August, I thought I would try to formalize this conversational pattern through compositions that combined his words and mine. In other words, write some poems. So I began to reread some of his poems. The very first poem I picked brought tears to my eyes. Good tears. Made me think, unexpectedly, about my wife, Carol, who used to sit across the table from me. I wrote the first poem quickly, and then over the next 10 days, the rest, all coming so easily, like talking with a friend. These poems felt right, just right, good, the way poems are supposed to feel, for me at least. I put them together here now to invite a right reader, maybe you, to join us in this conversation.